In New York City, summer has a theme song. Mr. Softy ice cream trucks prowl the neighborhoods of the five boroughs with this hard-to-miss jingle. But as the weather warms up in the city, a couple of Brooklyn artists are asking if the trucks could serve up something sweeter. They're holding an internet contest to come up with a better ice cream song. NPR's Robert Smith has that story.
There is a certain logic to an ice cream truck jingle.
It has to be an earworm that sticks in your ear.
And immediately identifiable from far away.
You can't mistake it for anything else other than this vending machine for ice cream.
I'm out on the streets of the Lower East Side with Jeffrey Lopez and Lauren Rizzotti. They actually kind of like the Mr. Softy tune. But as you may be experiencing right this second, its endless repetition can get a tad bit annoying. Okay, kill the jingle! So Lopez and Rizzotti were batting around ideas for a better ice cream truck song when they thought of tapping the pent-up frustration of annoyed New York City musicians. Ice Cream Headache is the name of the internet contest, and so far they've drawn 40 remixes and fresh takes on the theme.
My name is Nina Kachadourian. I'm a visual artist and musician, and the piece that I've composed for the Ice Cream Headache project is called Balinese Softy.
My name is Adam Matta. I'm a human beatboxer, and my contribution is the Mr. Softy Beatbox Remix. For many years now, when I hear the Mr. Softy truck pass by, I beatbox along with it, you know, while I'm walking down the street. So it wasn't a big leap. It's kind of ingrained in my subconscious.
My name is Luc Dubois, and I'm a composer in New York. And basically what I did was I took the Mr. Softy jingle and stretched it.
It gets from Mr. Softy.
I wasn't really thinking of attracting children as much as making the adults in the room sort of rethink this thing that they've been listening to their whole lives.
The contest closes this week, and the winners will receive the greatest prize an ice cream jingle writer could ever hope for. They'll be broadcast from the top of a truck driving around New York City on Memorial Day weekend.
It'll look like an ice cream truck, except it'll have our own logo on it and manipulated tunes.
But if kids come running, will there be ice cream?
We hope. We hope. We're working on it. We hope so.
So, children of New York City, you have three weeks to shake down your parents for some change and to retune your ears, perhaps to this jingle by Anton Glam. Because the man with sweets now has the funky beats. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
You can hear more of those funky beats plus the full Balinese Mr. Softy and other entries in the contest at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.